you know what time it is. It's the Insight Hour. How are you doing? We're having a wonderful time here in, where are we? Salt Lake City. And we're engaged in Carol Tuttle's Money Manifestation Boot Camp. Tonight, the Insight Hour is going to be coming to you live from Salt Lake City from a break-off session that we're having spontaneously created from Carol Tuttle's Money Manifestation Boot Camp. And I want to tell you something. First of all, Carol Tuttle is not with us tonight. She will be a guest on the Insight Hour and in future shows, but I can tell you one thing, that it has been a great blessing for everyone that's been here. And one of my goals will be to share with you folks who have been listening to the Insight Hour for many moons to be blessed likewise by the quality of the information that has been presented over the last couple of days. And I'm lecturing. I lectured today on the Love Code. For those of you who don't know, I am Dr. Len Horowitz. Welcome to the Insight Hour. We come to you live on BBS Radio every Tuesday night, 9 o'clock Pacific time, midnight on the East Coast in Hawaii, where Reverend Roxy Hampton usually starts our show. She is actually on a plane right now heading back from the Raw Festival where we attended this weekend, and she's getting back to Hawaii late tonight. So you've got me bringing you the Insight Hour tonight. Anyway, we're here. I'm here with four wonderful people, practitioners, healers, educators, and ministers. And we're going to be sharing briefly some of their brilliant work over this hour of insight. Before we do, I want to thank our sponsors. I want to thank Don Newsom, BBS Radio, for bringing you the Insight Hour every week. If you haven't attended to get the archives and get access to the archives, please do so. Please go into the archives, make a donation to gain access to this quality of information, because it will be a great blessing for you and yours. I want to thank Healthy World Distributing for all the years of support and the books and tapes and DVDs and CDs that I've either written or produced or endorsed get sent out through Healthy World Distributing. If you want to help us distribute a healthy world, go to that website, www.healthyworldstore.com. And I want to thank Tetrahedron Publishing Group at tetrahedron.org. If you want to check out the archives, lots of excellent articles in the archives therein, everything from the vaccine toxicity issues to the public health crises that we're facing, lots of great information and recommendations is on the tetrahedron.org website. And I want to thank healingcelebrations.com, Healing Celebrations, for a great website and recommendations of the book Healing Celebrations that gives you the five steps for preparing your temple to defend itself against the current and coming plagues. Currently, we're facing a decimation of the population. Two-thirds of the world's population, folks, we've said it before, I'll say it again now, are on their way out. They haven't had the ears to hear nor the eyes to see. They haven't listened to you and me, and ultimately they've created a death wish, a death choice. And so ultimately, it's interesting, I have before me yesterday's newspaper of USA Today. It says facetiously, cancer deaths drop off rapidly. What a joke. As everybody's picking up cancer and more people are dying of cancer, what does USA propaganda rag say to us? That cancer death rates are dropping. Ha, ha, ha. Well, the reality is that the epidemics of cancer from the vaccine transmitted pathogens, the SV40, simian virus 40, the monkey virus that was transmitted in the polio vaccines that really prompted Major League, the cancer industry, from all these mercury toxicities, the autoimmune diseases caused by the injection of foreign proteins. Well, we've got a major number of plagues happening today consistent with the book of Revelation. And as a result, we're having a decimation of the population consistent not only with the book of Revelation, but also with the population controllers' objectives of reducing the world's population by half to two-thirds. So at any rate, we're living at a time, the end times, the beginning times, and the way in which we are getting out of this, these urgent times, and turning this horrible tragedy into the greatest opportunity is by recognizing the Holy Spirit power of divine love, the miraculous healing power within each of us, and it's a privilege for me to be here at Carol Tuttle's boot camp. Tomorrow I'll be lecturing on Love Code, Love the Real Da Vinci Code, which, by the way, you can get a free read of the book, Love the Real Da Vinci Code, at lovetherealdavincicode.com. And it's a privilege for me to be here with some extraordinary people, as I'm going to introduce you to just momentarily. I guess that's about it. Of course, like Reverend Roxy always does, as us give it up to the Creator, I want to thank the Creator for the glorious blessing of life, for the constant giving us of the food and the air and the sustainability and the Holy Spirit that we receive for free, for just being who we are, loved, blessed human beings who are really superhumans. And that what we're doing currently is unleashing the glory and the power within us. As it is above, so it is below in the kingdom of heaven, manifesting here on earth in our Holy Spirit-filled temples, is what the nature of this conversation on the Inside Hour and this communication, communion is really about. It's a Holy Spirit-filled collaboration and congregation and an edification of this congregation, uplifting us in education so that we can become the masters that we really truly are and fulfill our divine destinies of loving and caring and sharing for each other truly as co-creators. So we're engaged in taking back planet Earth. We're engaged in transforming healthcare. We're actually taking over the music industry. If you read the book, Love the Real Da Vinci Code, the core creative frequencies has been what's been revealed to us. The total perfect circle of sound. There's a new website. We formed Tetrahedron Records to begin to take over of the music industry. Everybody realizes when they retune their instruments from A440 to A417 and then C528, you begin to realize you can play the Creator's tones instead of the Roman Catholic Church's dumbing down humanity codes and tones. So there's a lot that's happening. But meanwhile, that's enough of Dr. Len Horowitz's talk. Let me introduce several people who have joined me here out of this particular workshop. First person I would like to interview is Sue Busen. Sue is an energy therapist, a certified natural health practitioner. She's been a moderator for practitioners in emotional freedom, particularly dealing with children. I don't know if you caught this last week. On the news, mainstream media covered the fact that the growingest lucrative, profitable area in all of modern medicine is the antidepressants given to our children. That there are millions and millions and millions of children right now that are allegedly required to take, and that if you don't give them the medical deity's prescription for the antidepressant pharmaceuticals, you as a parent are said to be negligent, and the social services department come and they take your children and then they force these toxic medicines on these children. That's what was in the news last week. I mentioned that briefly on the Inside Hour last week. Sue Busen is also a contributing writer for North Star Family Matters magazine. She has a website at www.tapintobalance.com. So, Sue, welcome to the Inside Hour.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Dr. Horowitz.
It's a pleasure. Now, you're going to be lecturing at Carol Tuttle's Health and Energy Healing Seminar on Friday. What are you going to be talking about?
I'm going to be talking about energy clearings for children. I feel that it's so important that we help our children with our energy healing tools that we have available to us. I'm going to be doing some brain integration work, some brain dominance work, and also EFT, which is one of my favorite modalities, using tapping on acupressure points to release negative emotions, negative energy from the meridian system.
Tell us a little bit more about that. EFT, what does it stand for?
EFT stands for Emotional Freedom Techniques. It was developed in the 1990s by Gary Craig, and it's a phenomenal technique. Essentially, we know everything in the universe is made of energy. Emotions are energy. Negative emotions have very heavy, low-frequency vibrations. They plug up our meridian system. So when we have fears, grief, guilt, anger, frustration, that's really plugging up our energy system, and the tapping process on the special acupuncture points releases that negative energy to free us up for more joy energy.
Interesting. Does anybody have a theory on how that works? How is it that, like, and I can completely understand how it is that a negative thought or feeling or attitude or belief will hold us back and keep us stuck. And really what we're looking at in Babylonian insanity and lunacy that's going on out there in mainstream, essentially, you know, it's kind of like a fulfillment of what Yeshua once said, that you will be, a time will come when you will be living on the planet, but no longer of it. And he also said, come out of her, my people, lest you be infected by her plagues. Part of that coming out is getting out of your head, getting out of your stress and distress and dis-ease that it causes, getting into your heart mind versus your ego fear-based mentality and trauma-based learning mechanisms, where literally it's a mechanical stimulus-response reaction to everything that's ongoing around us. We need to get out of that. We need to commune with this Holy Spirit flow from the kingdom of heaven. We have the connection and the communion divine that we now need to manifest in humanity. So that's what we're really talking about, freeing these energy systems to be in communion divine. But I'm wondering, is there anyone, and I know that the technique works, that EFT works, emotional freedom technique works, but I don't quite even myself have a full grasp on the theory of how is it possible that a tapping on an acupuncture meridian, I guess, does it come from a heartfelt intent that attitude or negative thought or negative pattern change? And is that what causes the long-term change in this type of issue with not just children but also adults?
Absolutely. Yes, that's exactly what happens.
Okay, so that's what it is, folks. It's just a technique. Just like, again, it is always the Holy Spirit that heals, and there are many, many paths to, you know, basically the divine communion and enlightenment and freedom and the sovereign spiritual expression of who we really are as divine, complete, totally healthy and well beings, that the principal factor to cause that is this love in one's heart with a positive healing intent. And so you can pick up prayer, you can pick up hands-on healing, you can pick up a Rife machine, you can pick up an EFT technique, and you can accomplish the same things. It simply facilitates that which is consistent. You know, you put your faith and trust in the boss, you have loving, heartfelt, love is the great healer, and the energy blocks are removed and sustained in that way. Tell us about some of your successes. What have you seen with maybe even the adults, both the children and the adults you've been working with?
Okay, there's so many. Really, any negative emotion can be released using EFT. If you want some specific examples, I've had adults with abuse issues as children that have been able to tap not only their resentment and their fears and their anger and frustration away, but they were also able to tap away any blocks to forgiving the person who committed the crime against them. So it's very freeing to be able to come to peace with something that may have been very traumatic. And really any fears, any guilt, grief, anger, frustration, any negative emotions can be very easily cleared using the technique.
Wonderful. Gee whiz, is there anything else? Now let's first of all get some contact information. And what is it that you love to do that's unique to you and your gifting and calling that you do, utilizing this technique with people? And then if you would share that and then share how people can get a hold of you and maybe get some guidance from you, both in using this technique or even coming to see you.
Okay. I'm located in Illinois, and one of my gifts is being able to communicate the information at a level that's appropriate to the age of the person that I'm working with. One of the books that I wrote is called Tap Into Joy, A Guide to Emotional Freedom Techniques for Kids and Their Parents. And basically, I wrote real simple instructions on how to use the technique the actual wording that you use and the places that you tap, so that it's simple. Anyone who's never had experience with the technique can pick the book up and learn how to do it. And I've also just recently completed writing a book for college students called Tap into Success, A Guide to Thriving in College Using EFT. And both of those books are just real simple reference guide type formats. You don't have to even sit down and read the whole book. You can just literally flip to a section that is geared toward an issue that you're having, and you can clear it in about 2 minutes. So it's real simple. Probably the best way to get a hold of me is through my website, which is www.tapintobalance.com.
Wonderful. Okay, folks, so take out your pens, papers. Here's the two books. Number one is Tap into Joy, A Guide to Emotional Freedom Techniques for Kids and Their Parents. What a wonderful thing that is. Instead of putting your children on antidepressants and having all the side effects and ramifications long-term of this poisoning, to simply tap quickly into joy versus depression. Tap into Joy, A Guide to Emotional Freedom Techniques for Kids and Their Parents. What a blessing. Sue, the second one, thank you so much for producing Tap into Success, A Guide for Thriving in College Using EFT. And again, Sue's website is www.tapintobalance.com. Sue, is there anything else you want to share with the audience?
I just want to thank you so much for having me on the show and for all the great work that you're doing.
Oh, well, thank you so much for appreciating it, and thanks for joining us. Call us anytime and get back on with us soon, okay?
Okay, will do. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Okay.
Excellent. Now, we've got some other awesome people here. I want to introduce you to, first of all, Debbie Jo, who's from Wrightley, Idaho, a nationally certified massage therapist with 15 years' experience in various energy healing techniques. And what's most fascinating, she recently created The Journey into You, a process to change what you believe to receive what you deserve. What an awesome thing. Well, don't you deserve to have all the best that life can offer? Total freedom, total bliss, total prosperity in all ways. And so Debbie Jo's website is www.journeyintoyou.com. Debbie Jo, welcome to the Inside Hour.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here. This is an awesome opportunity for me.
Well, I'm glad that you feel that way, and it's an awesome opportunity for me. It's an awesome opportunity for everyone to share in the simple truths. You know, we're engaged in a process of both revelation and education for the emancipation of the, you know, population, really. This whole concept of freeing ourselves in energy, and it's all about energy. And as an energy therapist, I'm sure that you appreciate this far more and are more sensitive to this energy healing than most people. So tell us a little bit about your particular energy healing techniques and what you've created, which is very unique and very you, this Journey into You.
Okay, thank you. Journey into You is an energy therapy that releases subconscious beliefs from the cellular memory. The easiest way that I have explained it to clients as young as 3 years old is, say if you were a child of five and you wanted a cookie for an afternoon snack, and your mom said, sure, you know, you can have two cookies. Well, and you go to the kitchen, and there's one cookie there. As a five-year-old child, whatever your experience is or your emotion is from that experience, if that then is played into a cellular memory and that stays with you, you can continue to feel that throughout the rest of your life, continue to pull into your life situations that will create that feeling for you over and over and over again. Now, as a five-year-old, you could have jumped up and down for joy and be thankful that you had one cookie, or you could have walked away from that feeling that you had done something wrong or your mom doesn't love me, you know, those different types of emotions. So the Journey into You process is based on a diagnostic tool of muscle testing. We muscle test to find out what the vibration is in the cellular memory of a particular top priority issue. We go into that vibration and replace it with a high-level vibration that will completely eliminate that attachment to the experience so that you no longer continue to create those things for yourself.
Well, let me share from my perspective the imagery that I got listening to you and listening to this concept of cellular memory from a traumatic injury, emotional trauma, such as being promised two cookies and maybe only receiving one. You know, I've likened this for many years in some lectures to having recess, getting out the freedom out of that classroom and going running and playing and having all this fun, and at the same time having access to the candy store at the in the basement of the school where you paired and you coupled eating sugar and sweets with this freedom and this joy. So that there is, for life, you know, a lot of people who are addicted to sugar because of that was the way it was paired. You know, when you even had a dental visit, the dentists were giving candy out and lollipops. And so at any rate, the pairing clearly of behavior and its effects on nutrition and trauma and a whole series of behavioral disorders is really clear and apparent to me. The new kind of imagery that I've got based on the revelations that we've been talking about, both today during the program that I presented at the Carol Tuttle boot camp here, is the concept that the DNA holds the cellular memory. But it's not the DNA strand itself that holds the cellular memory. It's the structured water. It's the pyramid power of all these H2O molecules and the sacred geometry of a pyramid. The pyramid power of energy that's holding that negative energy. It's holding that negative frequency. That's a aberrant frequency that's not in line with, not in divine order and harmony with peace and love and blessedness and wholeness. It's a shattering instead. It's a dissonant frequency and it's an energy block. So, that's what you're talking about, isn't it, when you're talking about freeing the cellular memory?
That's correct.
Yeah. Now, how do you go about doing that? What specifically are you doing that you might recommend others to do?
I have a process that I take my clients through. It's a series of forgiveness statements. So with love and forgiveness, we're able to release the past. I liken it to conscious conflict. What we're telling ourselves in our mind, in our ego mind, our conscious, is different than what we believe in our subconscious, in our heart. But as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So whatever we have created there and stored there, that's going to continue to win. You know, that's the direction that we're going to continue to go until you can find some type of a tool that will go in there and help to release those subconscious beliefs.
Okay, so let's do a practical application in the next couple of minutes that we've got left. And I'd like to have maybe everyone listening, think of some negative pattern in their lives that they wish to purge or extinguish to move on to a higher, healthier, more free, capable, worthy state of bliss and balance. And so if everyone out there is thinking some issue that they've got that they'd like to unblock and get beyond, I wonder if you can, Debbie Jo, ask them for or provide for them a statement of an affirmation of some sort as you use in your therapy that will help free them from that block. Can you do that?
Okay. What's different is it's basically not an affirmation because we're aligning it to what the belief is in the subconscious. So it would be something, one of the statements would be, I forgive myself from within, even though I believe I don't know what love is. Love being the high vibration, the word that we're bringing into that statement. On a conscious level, they might be going, well, you know, I don't believe that. I really do know what love is. But if they were muscle tested and I have them say inside, I believe I don't know what love is, and they were to remain strong, then that is a subconscious belief. So we align it to the subconscious belief because that is truly in the heart. That's what they truly believe. And through accepting the fact that we've created it and forgiving ourselves for doing so, it releases that by bringing in that high level energy of love and forgiveness.
Okay, can you direct perhaps a way, or do you have to just do this with each individual? Is there a possibility that you might be able to lead our entire audience listening now into some release?
Okay, do we want to do a release of I Don't Deserve Love?
How about that? That's great. Beautiful.
Okay. I forgive myself from within, even though I believe I don't deserve love.
So we're asking everyone to now who is listening to repeat that. Is that what we're doing now?
Yes, we are.
Do it again.
I forgive myself from within, even though I believe I don't deserve love. I forgive myself from within, even though I believe I don't deserve love. And then we go into two different levels. I forgive myself from within, even though I still believe I don't deserve love. I forgive myself from within, even though I still believe I don't deserve love.
Beautiful.
And then one more.
Go ahead.
I forgive myself from within, even if I never stop believing I don't deserve love. I forgive myself from within, even if I never stop believing I don't deserve love.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Now, please let people know where they can get in touch with you for more wisdom and more positive direction in this regard.
Okay. I'm Debbie Jo, and the best way to remember me, everyone does, is I'm Debbie Jo from Idaho, Rigby, Idaho. Area code 208-521-3834. The website is www.journeyintoyou.com. This healing work can be done distant, so over the phone works just as well as being in the office, and there's workshops available.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Debbie Jo, for joining us on the Inside Hour.
Thank you.
That was very, very wonderful for everyone, I'm sure. That's
Thank
awesome.
You.
Thank you. Okay, well, we're at the half-hour mark. We're at the bottom of the hour. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. You're listening to the Insight Hour. Don't go away. We still have two wonderful people. Again, for those who are just joining us, I'm actually at a speaking engagement. I spoke today on the Love Code at Carol Tuttle's magnificent program that I would highly encourage everyone to consider a workshop or more from Carol Tuttle. She's awesome wisdom, and she's directed her ministry specifically in helping people manifest prosperity. So if you're listening out there and you are in need of more prosperity, everything from financial wealth to general health, which I consider part of prosperity, then consider taking a Carol Tuttle program. And I've asked Carol Tuttle to join us in Hawaii. You are welcome to join us if you're listening. We're going to be having a special healing retreat on the Big Island of Hawaii starting in December 27th going through January 3rd on the Big Island. And it is going to be fantastic. And there's going to be a number of people, experts in several fields who are engaging our attention and direction, giving us direction. Of course, we will be at the Steen Vent Inn and Health Retreat in Pahoa that offers a most amazing environment to do this kind of work. It's a special holiday spiritual vacation celebration and evolution that we're engaged in here, spiritual evolution, and besides a recuperation and basically getting ourselves back into where we, the state of bliss that we should be engaging all the time. Not this high-stressed lifestyle, not this mental, you know, madness, high-stress thinking. We should be engaged at peace and bliss and carry forth throughout our lives in that state. And I can think of no better place to have that grounded in and cemented in and anchored in than the Steen Vent Inn Health Retreat that offers 150 to 200 active steam vents on the 27 magnificent Jurassic Park-like acres. We have Hawaii's only lava-heated steam saunas and geothermal hot pools that I think have certainly got to be some of the top baptism pools in the world. Of course, we'll be breathing and drinking the breath of the earth, lava-heated steam, with the energy that's this island, the Big Island of Hawaii, is well known for, the intense purgative and restorative frequency energies, purging negativity and restoring the positivity and creating this fertile soil for the growth of paradise, not just in the environment, but in ourselves as well. That's what the Big Island of Hawaii is known for. So we're going to invite you to come and participate, and I've invited today. We'll find out whether Carol Tuttle will be able to join us. I know I will be joined by several other wonderful people who will be leading some great seminars, including Victoria Bliss. You've heard of The Secret. Victoria Bliss is one of the nation's leading secret trainers. She's training in the miraculous manifestation techniques that have been revealed and promoted in The Secret DVD documentary that many people are aware of. Victoria Bliss will be co-hosting this week-long retreat. Scotty Huckabee, the universal guitarist for the Spiritual Renaissance, will be joining us and giving a Saturday night concert. So that's very, very special. And he may actually be around for giving us more music than that. We're going to be working with the creator's tone. The entire week is really about vibing to the core creative frequencies of the planet, learning how to not just take on these frequencies in our own beings and bodies to restore and sustain us, heal us, create optimal longevity in us, but also how to apply these for the world, for the healings of the world. And of course, if you haven't realized this, if you haven't heard yet, we've seeded the Beginning Times concert on the internet at liveh2o.org, liveh2o.org. You can see the concert for the 144,000 prophesied in the book of Revelation in Revelation 14:1 as a reality whose time has come. It is a concert for the living waters that we've seeded as a concept, and now we have the tones, the real music, the new song, as it says in Revelation 14:1. We will sing a new song that will instantaneously and miraculously deliver this entire planet back to the glorious Creator and create it to be in the image and the Creator according to the universal laws instead of man's laws. And that's what the goal and mission is. Now, that's coming up. If you want to get information about that, call this toll-free number. The Health Retreat, 888-508-4787. It's $2,400, about $2,411, all inclusive. That's meals, that's accommodations, that's presentations, that's therapeutic massage, that's swim with the dolphins, that's vacation tours, that's everything. Hanging out with us for the week of a collaboration, communion in bliss. And that's what it is. And we look forward. The date, again, is December the 27th through January 3rd. There's another one on the spring solstice in March that we're preparing to do also. And you can call toll-free 888-508-4787 to engage yourself in that. Now, let me introduce you to two other folks that are here with me at the event in Salt Lake City. The first I want to introduce you to is Dr. Patricia Felici, Doctor of Alternative Medicine, Doctor of Clinical Nutrition, and a student of the University of Sufism and Healing, who uses dark field microscopy. And we've talked a little bit about that on the Inside Hour, how amazing that is. And I've asked Patricia to join us, and then we're going to take you to a spiritual guru, a reverend, Donna Ganza. I would like to spend some time with Donna, but let's talk with Patricia. Patricia, welcome to the Insight Hour.
Hi there. So good to be with you.
Oh, it's great to have you here. Thank you so much for spending a couple minutes with us on the Insight Hour. Tell folks about how incredible dark field microscopy is, how you use it in your clinical practices, and how you've seen it bless people.
Okay. Well, I use a dark field microscope to look at live blood, which means for about 20 minutes the live blood cells are there on the slide where I can see them. They're magnified onto a computer screen where the client can actually see them, you know, actually in their live form. It's like looking at a universe. When you look at a drop of your blood, you immediately feel gratitude to know what's going on in each and every drop of your blood. I look for nutritional deficiencies. I look to see what the terrain looks like, to see not the quantity of cells like most doctors, or if you've had CBCs, the doctors are looking for quantities of red blood cells, white blood cells, but I'm looking at the quality of those cells. And one of the things that I'm most proud of is having looked at how emotions affect the live blood. And I've done some experiments after being inspired by Dr. Emoto's work with water. I decided to look at blood and see how the different emotions affect us at a cellular level.
That's fascinating. What do you see? Give us some descriptions of what the symptomatology and the physical alterations in the activity of the cells that are associated with, let's say, depression.
Okay. Well, you know, a person with especially a healthy, emotional, spiritual life, a healthy person has blood cells that are bouncing off of each other. The red blood cells are all the same shape. The white blood cells are vibrant. They're glowing. They're moving. They're doing their job. Now, when we look at a patient, especially if I will have, you know, either they're depressed, like you say, or I have them actually recall and bring up some memories in their life when they felt the most angry or sad or felt hatred or, you know, grief, jealousy, I will actually see negative effects on the blood, such as clumping of red blood cells, much slower moving white blood cells, much less vibrant blood cells, versus when they recall memories of love and the times in their life when they felt the most loved, when they felt joyful, when they were at peace. We see positive effects, such as, you know, now free-flowing red blood cells, now glowing, vibrant, mobile white blood cells. So one other experiment that I did that just blew my mind was actually sending a person outside of the room when he had no awareness of what we were doing, sending loving feelings towards him, then checking his blood, seeing those positive effects, sending him out of the room and sending hateful feelings towards him and seeing an effect on his blood cells.
Now, you've got a live sample of his blood, let's say, on the under the microscope, but he's no longer in the room. Is that what you're saying?
No, what I did was I took a baseline of his blood, looking at it as he started, then sent him out, sent some loving feelings towards him, brought him back in, took a new sample, looked at the changes.
I got you.
Sent him back out, sent some negative, hateful feelings, brought him back in and saw the changes. Guess what? The biggest changes were on my blood and my friend's blood for having sent the hateful feelings towards him. We saw changes in our live blood cells. So that was pretty incredible.
I believe that. Now, let me ask you this other question, though. My question initially is, have you ever tried, and might it be possible that if you took his blood and put it under the dark field microscope and then sent him out of the room and then sent whatever positive or negative, that still that sample of blood might pick up on the same feelings and emotions that are coming from the other room?
Yeah. You know, I just recently tried something like that in doing EFT with some patients, and with the blood on the slide without taking a new sample, when there was some, you know, pretty unhealthy looking blood, and doing some EFT and doing some other work, tried to see if we saw changes on the blood that was actually on the slide, and saw some change, not as significant as when I took a new sample, but did see some changes definitely.
Interesting theory. Now, because again, you know, we're all connected energetically.
Sure.
The entire universe is. Now, what you have been sharing brings to my mind some of the information that I've revealed in the book DNA, Pirates of the Sacred Spiral. Earlier this evening, we were meeting with a DNA therapist and fascinating work that she was doing, and that the concept that I now know to be the truth about DNA is that it's not simply a protein synthesis template. That's only 3% of its function. Well over 90% of its function deals with sound and light signaling, and that the DNA is actually an antenna to the Creator. It is what receives and transmits through not the DNA itself, but the DNA is acting as a coil, like an energy amplifier, like a Tesla coil, to move and energize the frequency vibrations of sound and light signaling that's in the water, mm-hmm. that's in the structured water within the cells. So it's interesting to tie that into when you say that emotions and feelings and or positive ones such as love actually have a impact on the cells that you can visually see their activity change in relation to the emotional state. All of that I want to share with Insight listeners, Insight Hour listeners, is being mediated by the structured water within the DNA of every cell, and that therefore not only are your cells engaged in a communion in like a holistic orientation with every aspect of who you are, physical, mental, emotional, social, environmental, above all spiritual. That's the holistic model. Your yeah. cells are now observed to, under dark field microscopy, be engaged in that same holistic system. But here's the kicker. Every single one of your cells have a divine, unique, powerful intelligence to be able to read what's going on in you physically, mentally, emotionally, socially, environmentally, and spiritually, and therefore every single cell in your body is virtually a unique being. There are billions of unique beings in your body that you can call upon and recruit to help you heal.
Yeah, I agree with you completely, and your theory just completely supports what I'm seeing as I look at live blood cells. It makes total sense to me. You know, one of the most outstanding things that we saw was the most changes we saw was when the patient set an intention, prayed, and called on divine energy to come and enter each cell of her body. And so just what you said sums up really, you know, what's happening.
Yeah, what did you witness? Those cells came to life, huh?
We saw cells come to absolute glowing, vibrant health.
Oof, beautiful. Awesome. Yeah. Heavenly Creator, we praise you for the glorious blessings you're constantly bestowing on us, including these revelations of truth in real healing, in your natural healing. Folks, it is such a wonderful thing to live in an age where we have the technology that can really clarify divinity right before our eyes. The miracles of the truth that shall set us free are being demonstrated. These clinicians that we're speaking with here tonight on the Insight Hour, what a blessing it is for us. What a humbling experience it is, really, for me. And I'm sure for most of us who are beginning to engage this powerful truth, these healing modalities that the Creator provides, how we are in balance with not just our glorious Creator and in communion with our Creator, but so is everything else. So is all of nature. So is every single one of our cells within our miraculous body. So what a great blessing this is. Patricia, how can people get a hold of you?
They can get on my website, www.pathwaytovibranthealth.com. And I want to thank you for saying yes to your calling to educate all of us. You know, I think we all see you as a real soldier of God, just a warrior out there, and we thank you.
I love you, too. Thank you so much. I really appreciate what you've shared tonight on the Insight Hour. Be blessed. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow at the event.
Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you so much. Well, folks, it's not over. We've got another about 15 minutes, and I want to spend these 15 minutes with an amazing woman, Donna Ganza, who is here as an ordained Christian minister, board-certified naturopath, energy healer. She's credentialed up the yin-yang, and she's focused on bioelectromagnetic medical devices and using frequencies. Of course, we've been talking about the divine frequencies, the holy harmonies of divinity for humanity, and that I really have rarely met a person who can articulate this type of intelligence as well as Donna. I want to also tell you, and I want to ask Donna to focus on that her lecture, what she lectures on, who we are in Christ, who He is in us, and the power, dominion, authority, and responsibility we have been given by that magnificent connection that we have. So, Heavenly Creator, we thank you for Donna, and we thank you for the opportunity to speak with her. Donna, welcome to the Insight Hour.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I'm very honored and blessed to be here, and may the name of God be glorified.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, sister. Now, tell us what turns you on. I know what turns you on, but I want everybody else listening to it. Tell them what turns you on.
The delight of my heart is the joy of the Lord.
I know that. So tell me, what is it that you get? Now, what does that mean to you, though, in a practical sense?
Well, Jesus is my life. He's my light. He's my joy. He's my all in all.
Now, give me... So I know
how do
you
work that out in my life?
No, no, I'm actually going for deeper metaphysical realities check here. You
oh,
know,
because okay.
You know, the listeners of the Inside Hour know me. They know that I'm a Messianic Jew already. And, you know, I don't call him Jesus, I call him Yeshua. But the reality is, it's the same body of energy, it's the same miraculous manifestation that was given to us as a blessing, as a model for how we need to walk on water, how we need to literally connect to the divine and live that life of miracle after miracle, of how we can be given a loaf of bread and feed 5,000, of how we can just turn diseases and challenges in the physical into great opportunities to be declare the faith and trust in the Creator as a glorious healer and see, witness the miraculous healings. But you have an extraordinary faith, an amazingly deep faith, and an awesome wisdom and an in-depth understanding of how Yeshua operates in our lives. Give us a whole understanding of that, if you can, in 10 minutes.
Well, that's a very tall order.
I know, but you're a tall woman, and I know you can handle it.
Well, the Bible says that Satan comes not but to steal, kill, and destroy. But I, meaning Yeshua, have come that you might have life, and that more abundantly. So we were created for abundance and abundant life. And 2,000 years ago, Jesus manifested in a physical body, his own body. And now he manifests in the body of Christ. Still his body, but inside us, our body.
That's us, yeah.
So we are to walk out his walk on the earth. And God told us to take dominion on the earth. We have been given power and authority and dominion here on the earth. And our responsibility as believers, as containers of the living God, is to take our responsibility and take dominion here on the earth. And we're not doing it.
Well, I've been calling on Inside Hour listeners, particularly the Christians out there that are listening. The Messiah said that you shall do more than what I have done. And now we're about 5 years away from the end times where the Mayan calendar ends. And according to Nassim Haramein, we shoot over the event horizon on the planet, shifting all of the polarities. So what is evil becomes good. And where are you right now? Are you laying hands on people? Are you hitting people with your love light shining from your eyes and your countenance shining so brightly with the Messiah's love that people miraculously heal just by coming in contact with you? Where are you, Christian community, now in bringing forth these types of miracles that were prophesied by our beloved Messiah? So go ahead, Donna, take it on from there.
Well, Peter and the apostles healed and performed miracles in the name of Jesus and faith in that name. That's all they had. They didn't have anything else. And we have the exact same thing. We have the name of Yeshua, and we have faith in that name. We live by the faith of the Son of God. That's what keeps us animated and alive. Jesus is our life and the light of men. And even as Dr. Felici was talking about the changes in the blood, I've seen those videos of her experiments. And there's actually light coming out of those blood cells. There's photons of light in those blood cells.
Yes.
The life is in the blood.
Yes.
And it's in the blood of Christ. And when we are Christians, the life of Christ is in us. We have his blood flowing
right
in our veins. And so when the apostles laid hands on people and healed them, that's what they had. We have this very same thing. Now, Jesus gave us our marching orders just before he ascended back to the Father. And he said, go out into all the world. And he said, heal the sick, raise the dead, open blind eyes, make the deaf to hear, the dumb to speak, cast out demons, set the captives free. Now, how many believers do you know are doing that?
Well, this is the sad, sad thing. And for the non-believers, here's my word of advice for the non-believers. You know, it was like John Martin, W. John Martin, who wrote the foreword to the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, who many of you listening know that that was my first bestseller. And if you want to know the origins of AIDS, it's in that book. And John said to me after I produced Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, which really, you shall know them by the fruit of the labor. That book has really now revolutionized everything. That's my third bestseller. Healing Celebrations was my second. That's my third. And the reality is that the John Martin, when I sent him that book, which deals with the Creator's music and talks about angels, he said, Len, I'm sorry you wrote that book. I thought that you were a scientist. I thought that you were somebody who we could trust, you know, as being, you know, credible. He says, now you're no longer credible to me. I said, well, John, that's how I fell out with John W. John Martin. I said, John, tell me something. You don't believe in angels? He said, no. I said, John, the reason you don't believe in angels, or the reason that you haven't manifested angels in your life is because you don't believe in them. It is by your faith and trust, said Yeshua, that you are healed. It is by your faith and trust that you really every miracle happens. And so for those who think that we're whacked out here in telling you the power and glory in calling on Yeshua to produce the miracles in our lives, guess what? You are not experiencing them because you're not putting your faith and trust in them. And the reality is it's power of faith and trust above all. Now, if you've got faith and trust, number one, in the miraculous healing, and number two, in Yeshua, which is an extraordinary extra sensory power, then the miraculous healings are going to take place. It's just the way it is. So if you want to be blocked to that, you want to be blind to that, you want to not have that blessing come to your life, then maintain the attitude that angels don't exist, that Yeshua's power doesn't happen, that Christians are in deception, that Jesus lovers or Bible thumpers should be, like, you know, whacked out of your life and struck from your life. That's an attitude and a belief and an attitudinal barrier to you experiencing miracles. Go ahead, sister. Take it from there.
Well, let's talk about angels for a minute.
Yeah.
The Bible says when Satan fell from heaven, he took one-third of the entire leagues of angels with him. Now, we don't know how many that is, but it's got to be billions. And so we are populated here on the earth with fallen angels. So they are the evil ones. They are the dark ones. And there are lots of spiritual influences here on the earth. There are holy angels, of course, and there are the fallen angels. I work in a field where I'm a Christian. I'm kind of an anomaly. Most people are heavily into the New Age, and they call themselves very spiritual people. And they are very spiritual people. However, let's remember, there are many, 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 many spirits, but there's only one Holy Spirit. So they have to be very careful with whom they're aligned, because even Satan has power. He doesn't have power of his own, but he is a counterfeiter. And so they can tap into that counterfeit power and still have power. And God said, I am the Lord thy God. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. That means nobody else, no goddesses, no other kinds of entities. It's Yeshua, the Father, and the Holy Spirit, period.
You know, this is what I was saying a minute ago. It's like you can have faith and trust in it itself is extraordinarily powerful. That's why Orthodox Jews, and this is where I began with my grandfather being an Orthodox Jew, I understood and I witnessed how that miracle of his faith and trust produced miracles in his life, including longevity. Now, that's faith and trust. That's the power of faith and trust, and we witness that all the time. Modern medicine is based on faith and trust. It's called the placebo. If you think something's going to be beneficial and you have faith and trust in that, even if it's a sugar pill, you're going to get healed. Now, that's the limitations of faith and trust. Powerful as it is, there's a greater power even beyond that.
Well, let's go there, right there. Let's stop right there and let's talk about pharmaceuticals. And you and I talked about this earlier. The root meaning of the word pharmakeia is witchcraft. Does witchcraft work? You bet it does. You know, it works for a lot of people. Now, Pharmakeia is taking a natural substance. The pharmaceutical industry takes a natural substance. They rearrange the molecular structure. They take out whatever positive benefit they found of the natural substance so that they can patent it, and they put it into your body. Your body recognizes it as a foreign substance. It will have some beneficial effects, but then you have all the side effects and
contraindications. Exactly. Poison.
It is a designer poison.
Exactly. That's why we're revolutionizing not only the field of music, but also healing. We're eliminating. We're moving towards evolving out of the medical madness and putting an end to the medical poisonings. You know, we've just about run out of time. So let me ask you, Donna, to share with people how they can get in touch with you for your great work.
They can get me at my website by my name, donnaganza.com, and that's spelled D-O-N-N-A-G-A-N-Z-A, donnaganza.com.
Wonderful. Anything last, things you want to say to the audience?
Just be blessed. Be true to God. The Bible says I honor my word even above my very name. Get in the Word. The Bible is a living book. It is living and active and powerful, just like it says it is.
Because the Word is sound. Sound is frequency. Frequency is mathematics. Mathematics 1 through 9, the mathematical musical matrix of the universe, is the law. It never lies. You're standing correctly in it, or you're outside of it in this lunacy called Babylonian insanity, in fear, in guilt, in frustration, and depression. Join us in bliss. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. You've been listening to the Insight Hour. We've come to the end of the hour. It goes by very fast, especially when you're working and having the blessing of these wonderful people that we've had. Thank you so much for joining us, folks, tonight. Next week, we'll be back with Reverend Roxy Hampton. Listen to Reverend Roxy's show on Sunday night on BBS at the same time. I'm sure she'd love to have you, called Mission Possible, looking at the positive and power that we have politically to make a big difference on this planet. Again, the toll-free number to call for information about the Hawaiian retreat, any books, tapes, DVDs, CDs, as well as healthcare products that I've either created or endorsed, you can get information online at healthyworldstore.com. And here's that toll-free number. It's 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. Join us in Hawaii, December 27th through January 3rd. Spend New Year's with us. We'll be celebrating. Thanks so much for joining us. Again, next Tuesday night, same time, same place, bbsradio.com. Love you. Bye for now.